This is Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
Now look, this is a momentous occasion because you are now just about to talk to a legend, okay? He's on the other end of this telephone, his name's Vic. Say good morning, Vic.
Good morning, Vic.
Good morning, who are you?
I'm Tegan. Pleased to meet you.
Oh, pleased to meet you, my dear. But just a point of interest, that Dire Straits, before they started, used to come into my aunt's shop in Soho, coffee shop, and their very first record they did, they mentioned her name, Angelucci.
Oh, wow.
Point of interest, that was Mark Knopfler. I think he used to live on the island, or still does.
No, that's his brother. He's got a brother that runs a restaurant over here.
That's it. Well, I have seen Mark over there, to be honest with you.
Oh, I would imagine he's been over here many times. Hey, look, yeah, Vic, yeah. We didn't get you on to talk about the Knopflers. We wanted you to talk about, you know, the car show, the classic car show. And I'll be warned, because Tegan has got a killer question for you about the classic car show.
Thank God for that. Well, we are 21 years old this year, and I'm amazed that we've been able to do it. It's only due to the tremendous support we get from, without being patronising him, from Vectis Radio, County Press, and so on and so forth. Everybody's mucked in this year. We're going to make it really special with lots of novelty things cropping up all through the weekend.
Wow, it sounds amazing. I know last year you couldn't come on the quay, could you? But this year you can?
No, we're doing we couldn't come on the quay because of the... Your pop festival had all their lorries and things on the quay parked up on there. I thought, well, I don't want to put... Some of them cars are worth £80,000, £90,000. And I thought, well, just not take a chance. What's happened this year, Ian, to be honest with you, is that the show has got so big, the quay is too small, believe it or not.
Wow.
It's going to take you... If you start from the bowling alley end at Ryde and work all the way down and see all the cars, it'll take you... Minimum from between half hour to three quarters of an hour. It's going to, plus all the other novelty stuff we've got coming, which will be quite different. It will be a spectacular event. We have to do that because people are coming. We're coming from the mainland and beyond, and we, you know, we want to. And the Islanders are expecting a great show, and they're definitely going to get one this year.
Oh wow! I know that the last couple of years have been kind of difficult because of COVID and so on, but well worth waiting for. Congratulations on 21 years! That is an amazing feat. It really is.
It's not just me; it's everybody, all the sponsors, Whitelink and Gallagher Insurance of Newport, and everybody that contributes something to the show makes it what it is, and we appreciate that tremendously.
You just imagine those people that are coming across on the old ferry, and they're going to look on the seafront. They're going to look at all these hundreds of cars that are all like lined up, ready for them to go and have a look at. How marvellous is that?
Oh yeah. Plus the fact, Ian, what's happening is between Whitelink and myself and the publicity department, we've now encouraged. It used to be a 2-day event. We're now encouraging people to stay between 3, 4, 5 days, and they are. To, you know, obviously we run about our show for 2 days over the 2-day period, but then after that they go and discover the island. Lots of people come back during the year, so it's a twofold thing. It's really brilliant. We love it, you know.
Fantastic. And it's obviously going to bring a lot of revenue to the island. It's going to bring a lot of people to the island.
We have worked it out. This is just a rough conservative view. 1,000 cars. Each person, if they stay over 3 or 4 or 5 days, will be spending, this is always two people in a car, between £450 to £600. Work that out.
Yeah.
And that's petrol, that's hotel, everything, being honest and a conservative, you know, sort of estimate. But yes, it's a great asset, and it's a very, very economistic show to put on, because I've made sure that it is. We don't spend thousands of pounds, only because one reason, Ian, we haven't got it.
No. Look, I've got some killer questions, but the killer question of all is going to come from Tegan. But before I let him loose on you, I just want to ask you, what can we expect to see?
Well, we have got a massive Star Wars exhibition incorporated into the show. We have got Ferraris coming over. We have got Aston Martins coming over. Morris Minor's coming over. For some unknown reason, also, the American section I've been inundated with bookings for that. Plus the fact you have some of the world's, and I use the word world's, best cars on the Isle of Wight as well. And the combination of the both of them will make a spectacular event. And, you know, we've also had, I'm amazed, actually, it never happened before, we've had a tremendous lot of support from Ryde Town Council. They seem to be gung-ho in promoting Ryde, which is great for me as an organiser. But, you know, nothing's too difficult. They want events. And sure enough, they're going to be getting events.
Well,
that's
good news, because you need people to play ball and put things in place and help out.
Understand that that we don't, you know, it's all very well paying for this, but we honestly do not have money. Yes, it's a little bit of money from some of the shows we do on the mainland, but that's the other phone going.
Don't answer it.
Maybe the bait. I do apologise about that. Yeah, so, we have to really, I try, you know, I'm in the film game, we try and do it like a movie. You know, you don't want to spend money. That's the bottom line here.
So tell us about the Star Wars thing, because that's, a lot of kids, their ears would prick up. As soon as you mention Star Wars.
Because I'm involved with Star Wars, there's a lot of, there's a lot of specialised groups, and we've got a very specialised group coming that will, they set up all this thing. They actually will make, one of the guys was involved with actually making models for the Star Wars movie, the first batch of them. And he's bringing a lot of gear of all different characters and so on and so forth. Also, what we're doing for kids, they will be in a load of stormtroopers and a tent, special tent, where the kids can actually use these zapper guns and shoot a stormtrooper. Just lots of things of interest. It's a little section of the show that will get you right out of your life and reality. And I was at it on Sunday, this last Sunday, and it was absolutely brilliant. It brings in crowds of people. Just another novelty, that's all.
Sounds
I've
brilliant.
Also got a young lady coming in.
Yeah.
Her name is Sarah Crabtree. She featured quite heavily in a show called Bangers and Cash.
Right.
which is a very, very popular classic car show. It's nationwide, it goes out. And everybody knows Sarah. And she, because it's a charity do, she's going to come over for a couple of days and do a bit of PR work and meet everybody. And since I announced that a while back, no end of people say, oh, can we meet Sarah? Can we meet Sarah? You know, I'm talking about in the hundreds. So there's that novelty as well.
Okay, that's good. I'm just looking up Sarah Crabtree. She's no relation to Shirley Crabtree, is she?
No.
You know who I mean, though, don't you?
I do, yeah.
Big
yeah.
Daddy, wasn't it? Now
that's
look,
right.
Are you ready for a killer question?
Go on.
Go on, Tegan.
How old does a car have to be, right, to be a classic?
Tegan. If I had £1 million, £1.5 million, right, I would go and buy a Bugatti. Instantly, although it's brand new, it's a classic. Does that sort of half answer your question?
Because I don't think it does. I gave him that question. I'm going to be honest with you, because I wanted him to ask it. I'm sure he's got others too, because he can think for himself. And
of course,
you know,
he can.
I just got the feeling that, hang on a minute, we're talking classic cars. So what? How old do you have to be a classic? And
well,
you're saying you don't have to be old.
Well, no, I'm just giving you an example. Some cars that are made like the new Rolls Royces Faster Survey.
I think
he's lagging a little bit.
Do you know what, when we were talking off air, he said, I'm on this mobile phone, is that all right? And I said, yeah, don't move. he's still there, I can hear him laughing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now, yeah. You move back to where you were.
The thing is, a classic, obviously, it's got to be of a certain age. But it's got to be of a certain type of car. I mean, as I said, some of the best classics we've found are on the a couple of Ferrari guys have got them there. They keep them well maintained, and you've got a great cross section of classic mechanics on the island, because the amount of times classics, they do break down, Ian, especially on site, and we just make a phone call to one of the island people, and they've always either got the part or they can fix it, which is wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's. I'm just looking at me now. Years ago, you'd have had the bonnet up and you'd have been able to do things with an old classic car.
You can't now.
No, you can't. I can't even get the bonnet up, to be quite honest. I think they do that especially because they don't need you to be messing around on it. Tegan, have you got another question?
Yeah, I've got one more question for you. What's your favourite classic car?
I'll tell you, the favourite classic car for me is a Ferrari Dino.
A Ferrari Dino or Gino?
Dino, yeah, no, it's a Dino, yeah. I'll tell you what a Ferrari Dino was. Enzo Ferrari had a son called Dino, who got killed, I'm going back a long time, in a car accident, believe it or not. And his father dedicated and designed a car for him, a sports car, called a Ferrari Dino. It was actually when Fiat owned Ferrari. And they're very desirable now. I bought one. I'm going to sound my age now. I bought one about 35, 40 years ago in a place called Lyon in France. I'm going past this garage. They made them in three colours in him: blue, white, and red. And there was a blue one there. The front was smashed up. So I went in there, and they just I made an offer on it, and I got it, and I brought it back to London eventually. And got it all done. It took me 2 years to build it all up. The parts were hellishly expensive. But it was a great car to drive in. It was wonderful.
Cool.
You knew you'd driven 60 miles because it was very low down and the suspension was very hard, but very, very fast. If you Google it up, Ferrari Dino, nice car. That's my favourite.
How lucky are you that the actual dream car you actually owned and it was you've driven it and so on. Is there a car that you've never driven but you wish you had done or you haven't yet?
A vague one, you know, of course. Some of the Lamborghinis are nice. I mean, but then on the other hand, Ian, if you jump in a Morris Minor and shut your eyes, you could be in any car you want.
Yeah, that's
true. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's true. Hey, look, before I forget, we know that it's a two-day event. We know that it's happening in Rye, but when is it happening?
It's the 3rd and 4th of September. We're open from approximately from 10 o'clock right up till 6 o'clock at night. That's the 3rd and 4th of September, and it's all along. It all starts off from the bowling alley and runs its way all the way past Peter Pan, jiggery pokes all around that area and all along the Esplanade. We've had to make it, you know, we've just had to get extra room to make it because it's getting bigger and bigger. Eventually, 2023, I would like to take the whole of Ride Over in sections because there's no question about it. Thank goodness things are opening up now. And the amount of people, because of our show, are actually discovering or thinking about coming back to the Isle of Wight, and they do.
Fantastic. I mean, that's a massive positive. Hey, look, it's brilliant to talk to you. You will come on again, I'm sure, between now and September to give it a massive plug because, you know, this...
I will be
this...
driving you mad. All about... So what I will do, what I would like to do, Ian, is to get a little bit more of a list of specialist cars. I'll tell you what we have got, and I think it's going to cause a lot of controversy in a joking way. We've got... they rang me up the other day. It's the Trabant... car club. You know what a Trabant is, don't you?
I'm guessing is it a Russian car?
It's a Russian utility car. They are desperate. But these people go all over Europe in the blooming things. And what they've done is to make them more attractive. They painted all bright reds and bright yellows. And they're way over the top, but wonderful. So we've got a load of those coming, as well as, I say, the Ferraris, the Dinos, Morris Minors. It's just so much stuff that's going to be coming to the show. The next time we speak, I will make a list out, and we'll carry on from there. Well, what I would like you to do at some point is that when Sarah comes over, she might like to have a little chat with you. Everybody does know her, you know, within the classic car fraternity, which is brilliant, and lots of islanders know her.
Fantastic. It'd be a pleasure. Yeah. Absolute pleasure. As it is to talk to you. I've got one more question before you go, and that is quite a simple one. What do you drive now? After driving a Ferrari Dino, what do you drive now?
I'm driving an old Jag, and I'm also driving a Berlingo diesel. It's the best car I've ever had here.
Right, okay. And
unfortunately, we've got a mayor in London now that's stopping us from driving diesels. And so this thing does 110 mile an hour. It doesn't burn fuel within reason. It's wonderful. Yeah, unfortunately, here we're all having a moan up because we can't. If you turn left in some places in London, there's a big flower box in the road to stop you from going down. It's terrible. But anyway, that's my little moan.
Hey, look, you take care of yourself.
To the Isle of Wight. There's no restrictions, and we love it.
Not yet. 3rd and 4th of September. It's in the diary. Can't wait to see it, and I look forward to seeing you when you come across.
Yeah. Many, many thanks, Ian, for your time, and thanks your assistant as well.
Thanks, Vic. You have a good day now.
Bye.
Cheers now. Bye. So that was Vic Gallucci, and put it in your diary because it is the 3rd and 4th of September, the car show. Not coming to the Quay because it's too big for the Quay this year, but it's definitely going to be on Ride Seafront, all of it, in September. Looking forward to it. We've got a quick break.
The only station on the island honoured by the Queen. By the Queen. Arise, Vectis Radio FM 104.6.